This Cypriot gas field is the Aphrodite field, and it's part of a group of gas fields in the southeast of the Mediterranean. Other fields are closer to Egypt, some are close to Israel and Lebanon. Fiona Mullen, director of Consulta Sapienta Economics, a think tank in Nicosia, describes the plans.
It's the first of a few steps that need to take place before gas can actually be exported. So this is an intergovernmental agreement between the government of Cyprus and the government of Egypt. What we need to see next is the actual contract between the companies. What does it mean for Europe? It's the beginning of the Eastern Mediterranean being able to supply Europe, at least with LNG, liquefied natural gas. Because the idea is that there will be a pipeline from the Cypriot Aphrodite field to an LNG plant, which is currently idle in Egypt, and from there the idea is to sell it to Europe.
So if the idea is to sell gas to Europe, does this then mean competition for Russian gas? Essentially, yes. Russia is by far the biggest provider of gas to the EU, with a yearly output of some 40 billion cubic meter. But recent plans to expand the Russian flow of gas into Europe, I'm talking about the so-called South Stream project, were halted, says Vasily Ostrov, an economist with the Vienna Institute.
The plan of South Stream was effectively killed by the European Commission. It was seen as a project which would raise Europe's dependence on Russia, and there were very strong objections, basically with the argument that the South Stream pipeline didn't comply with EU regulations on competition issues. Now the main discussion is around Nord Stream 2. So there is already Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which runs via the Baltic Sea, which brings gas from Russia to Germany. And now there is a project of constructing Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which would run parallel to Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which would bring another 55 billion cubic meters of gas, and that would essentially be a reorientation of Russian gas, which currently runs through Ukraine.
So will this projected gas supply from Egypt do more to lessen Europe's dependency on Russian gas? Well, there are still plenty of hurdles to be taken. One of the most difficult is probably the position of Turkey, says Fiona Mullen. Just last February, Turkey sent warships to prevent Italian oil and gas company Eni from exploiting gas reserves south of Cyprus.
The position of the Turkish Cypriots is that they are co-founders of the Republic of Cyprus, and as a result, they are co-owners of any natural resources in the waters around Cyprus. So when the Republic of Cyprus makes a significant move, you normally get a response both from the Turkish Cypriots and from the government of Turkey objecting to this. So in the long term, production of gas is going to be very difficult without a solution to the Cyprus problem.
And that is Fiona Mullen, director of the think tank Consulta Sapienta Economics, talking to us there from the Cypriot capital.